Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path 33-6. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 42-6 at this full moon. So ultimately your own energy of the 6, but you've got the influencing energy of the 42, which is significant. So I want to spend some time on it. You're also going to be working with Mantis energy. And these two energies go together so beautifully. So we'll talk about it. First, let's talk about this full moon and what we're working with. So we have the last full moon of 2023, right? Full moons often indicate some kind of closure, completion, something coming to culmination. It can also indicate something being in the spotlight, being highlighted, that we're meant to have a greater awareness about. Now, it's also happening in the sign of Cancer. So automatically, there's a deeper emotional aspect to this. You could see that this is a highly sensitive full moon. You could see that your emotions come to the surface, that there's some kind of, some emotional maturity that's required at this time. This is also happening during a Mercury retrograde. So there's automatically this element of revision or review of the past year and taking into account sort of how far you've come, maybe what you weren't able to achieve or accomplish that you wanted to. And instead of beating yourself up about that, just starting to plan and make decisions on how you want to move forward, right? And how, what you want to address from the past and what you don't, and what can stay in the past and what needs to be addressed and move forward. You could also see people surface at this time from the past. So relationships, that's actually a really big key point for you all because of this 42 energy. Because 42 in tarot is often associated with like connections, relationships, love, harmony within those connections, because you have the energy of the two, right? 42. So it would not be unlikely that relationships resurface at this time to either be released, but released in a very harmonious way, or reconnected, right? Merged in some way that's helpful and harmonious. Okay, so I would say just be very open to who resurfaces at this time and how you manage that, like how you handle that. Try not to react to it too quickly. Like, again, observe, respond, because there could be something there that you might miss if you're too reactionary. Now, with the 42 energy, this is really beautiful energy. It can bring up the energy of marriage, relationships, love. It's a very strong love vibration because, of course, the 6, right? And you have the 2 and the 6 together here, 42-6. So there's a strong emphasis on love, harmony, relationships, coming together, mediation, that sort of thing. Balance. So you could see themes around relationships, marriage, contracts, as well as like meditation come up at this time, especially because you're working with Mantis energy. There's definitely a peaceful element to this energy that you all are working with, where it's really about finding your peace. And again, not being reactionary to what surfaces at this time, to sort of approach it with some level of fearlessness and flexibility and peace, right? Like just observing from a peaceful calm and then making your decisions from that place. And I would say with Mantis energy and the 42-6 energy, choose your battles wisely. Choose your battles wisely. And where is it that you can find harmony, peace, and balance as opposed to, sort of facilitating or stoking the flames of any kind of separation or animosity or regret or any of those lower vibrations. So with the 42, This is kind of like a blending of the minds. So harmony on the mental plane that seeks to sort of bring ideas to some kind of common meeting ground, right? So how can you share your ideas? How can you be open to other people's ideas? How can you collaborate? It's a very collaborative energy. How can you collaborate in a way that you can find common ground and then build something from that space with others, right? Because again, it's a very collaborative energy. Again, contracts and agreements that have been pending could be settled at this time, and then they would likely be settled under, you know, very amicable circumstances, or you would see it as being completed fairly, right? Being settled fairly, where sort of both sides are equally taken into consideration and gain something from that experience, right? Or that contract or that settlement. That's very possible. There's a lot of harmony associated with the 42-6. And finding that balance where everybody sort of wins type thing and nobody's excluded. You can have find that you or others have a very cooperative attitude, and that can create this atmosphere, again, of collaboration and happiness and harmony and wanting to work together and wanting to sort of mend the situation. So you might find that somebody surfaces from the past who really just wants to have a conversation and to work it out, right? Whether that leads to something or not, it's more about finding that harmony, balance, and sort of equilibrium within the connection. That's the most important sort of goal. And it may be that you have to initiate that with someone if there's somebody where you see, okay, this didn't end very well and it could have been done better by both of us. Let's have a conversation. Let's see what we can come up with so that at least if we're separating or moving in different directions, we're doing so with an open heart and a full heart and not, you know, any of those lower vibrations of regret or animosity or vindictiveness. Again, this is a vibration of love. So you could see, new friendships come in around this time that bring a tremendous amount of fulfillment. You could see new relationships, new partnerships, new, again, opportunities for collaboration that lead to something that's just very, very fulfilling for you and the other person as well. A lot of people tend to get like engaged under this energy, could even get married under this energy, or adopt or have a baby under this energy, adopt a pet under this energy. There's just a lot of sort of fulfillment and love expressed under this energy typically. So it's a beautiful, beautiful energy to be working with at the end of the year and closing out the year with. And again, remember, the energy can be present. It's what we do with it that makes the difference. So, the love of your life could be standing in front of you, but if you don't feel worthy or if you're self-sabotaging or all those things, then they're just going to be standing there, you know? So follow your heart during this energy for sure. And don't hold yourself back. Give yourself credit for where credit is due, right? The other thing is, again, this is a time to definitely connect with your inner feelings. And in doing so, whether it's through meditation, through a walking meditation, through journaling, through whatever connects you, just going out to nature, by connecting to those inner feelings, you will likely catch where it is that you feel something towards someone or something, but you're sabotaging yourself. You're sort of not seeing yourself as worthy. And by connecting to your inner self, you will see where that disharmony is. And then you can work towards moving into greater harmony. But I would say under this, you have the potential to definitely encounter connections that can lead to very strong, fulfilling, sustainable connections. Now, it is important, though, just to make sure that you aren't getting too emotionally attached to whatever this is, to where, you know, it leads to misunderstandings, right? Or the communication breaks down, or you're too in your pride or your ego type thing. You just want to be open, right? I guess that's really what I'm trying to say here, because really what I'm thinking of is if a connection comes in from the past, it could be very easy to be tied to those emotions that were tied to the event that happened that created the separation. And if that person surfaces now, what I would say is, with all of this energy, have an open door policy. Meet them at the door to see what they're bringing to the table now. Because it could be a totally different person. You are probably a different person. It's a different environment. So be open to what the situation presents, and don't hold on to those past, whatever happened in the past. Let that go and meet that person where they're at now and see what comes of it. So big energy, but very beautiful, very, very beautiful. Like this is incredibly beautiful. I love this for closing out the year with. I love this for 33s because, you know, ultimately at your core, you know, stepping into that 33 vibration, that is complete unconditional love, you know, and embodying that. And so this is great energy just to, yeah, there's a lot of lightness here. So I hope that it finds you, and I hope you do something beautiful with it. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon, and I hope you have a beautiful holiday season, and I will see you all again soon. Take care. Bye for now.